His iPhone already sports a black case with a Purdue Boilermakers logo on it, but Mitch Daniels is taking his time settling into his new home.
It's different. You know, it's a sea of strangers to me still, and will be for a little while. I mean, I've made a number of friends, but in general, I'm meeting new people every 10 feet.
Purdue's new president says he is still getting a feel for the university and won't issue any manifestos on day one of the job, but he does plan to deliver a platform within the week.
In a few days, I'm going to communicate with the community about the end of this first week and suggest at least some themes and some questions, the things that I want to hear from even more people about. I'll lay out at least a few aspirations that I think we ought to have as a school at that time.
Daniel says he now has a better understanding of campus needs and goals compared to 6 months ago. After his hire in June, the now former governor began establishing relationships with the Purdue community, which he says aided in the transition.
I took away a ton of new relationships, and all very positive ones, I have to say. I think I have a strengthened impression. I always had an enormously positive impression of Purdue, the capability of its people, and the variety of contributions it's making, but I learned a lot more about that, too.
He says his expectations for Purdue as its president are similar to what they were when he was governor.
I think in my previous life, I had the same general aspirations and admiration for Purdue that I do now. I'm a little better informed about them now, but I, of course, wanted Purdue to excel in preparing students, particularly for the STEM disciplines in which Purdue is Indiana's best provider.
Yet, Daniels is vowing to stay out of budget talks. He says he will delegate those duties to other administrators at least during this legislative session. He says he is fully committed to working for Purdue, but wants the university to be part of a successful statewide higher education system.
We do have an integrated system, a system in which increasingly there is some differentiation among schools, and we're trying to fit them together well as a state, and so I want Purdue to be collaborationist more than competitive.
The Board of Trustees finalized Daniels' 5.5-year contract last month. He will make $420,000 a year and can receive a bonus of up to 30% based on incentives. Daniels points to part of the transition process as figuring out what's entailed in meeting those performance goals.
For instance, how can we measure the overall excellence of Purdue and its teaching and its research? What are the things we're going to look at? And likewise, how might we measure and validate for the whole world to see how much Purdue students are learning and growing? Asking for those to be part of my own contract and compensation is, I hope, a way of saying that the whole university really ought to feel responsible for progress in these areas and for proving it.
Daniel's hire met some opposition from faculty and staff because of decisions made while he was governor. He says he has felt very welcome at Purdue, but says he will listen and work with those who have a different perspective.
And it happens to be my point of view that the right of free expression is even more important where decisions of the administration are being questioned. And we'll try to be, first of all, as open-minded and thick-skinned as one can be about that, secondly, receptive as possible when somebody has a legitimate point.
Daniels wants to eliminate wasteful spending, keep up with technological changes, and achieve greater accountability as president of the university, and he believes his new role will allow him to make an impact.
What excites me, though, is that I do believe Purdue is an outlier to many of these trends, or can be, and that if there's going to be a difficult period in higher ed, that Purdue has a chance to excel and separate from the pack.
Sam Clement, WBAA News.